the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
Well, you couldn't have turned on the radio this week without hearing about an argument of some sort. Mary Lou McDonald was arguing in the Dáil. Roy Keane was getting caught up in an argy-bargy. We even had a love-hate star tell us that bare-knuckle boxing is a great way to settle an argument. But what is the best way to argue in the workplace? Should fists bang tables, or are there better ways of resolving rows? We're joined by Mary Lou O'Kennedy, Director of Oak Conflict Dynamics, and Maeve Hurley, former GP and founder of Egeistucht, which provides training in conflict management. You're both very welcome. Maeve, we mentioned about a Mary Lou namesake there in the Dáil and a bit of a row. What do you make of the way politicians argue in Ireland? Do you think they're good at it?
Well, I'm sure some of them are very good at getting their point across. I would think that it's really important, the tone of voice that we speak to people in when we're trying to. So sometimes I think that can be quite dismissive. So I don't think that that's a good way to resolve things. It may be a very forceful way of getting your own point across. But if we're trying to, get to a better place in the sense of maybe getting some resolution, I'm not sure that that's going to help the other person to listen to you if you come in so forcefully. And so just wanted to get your own point of view across.
Mary Lou, what about arguments? The phrase winning an argument, oh, he won that argument.
Yes.
It often, to me, doesn't conjure up the idea of the best outcome. It's just who was the winner, who was triumphant in getting their point across in their way.
Exactly. I suppose what we would feel is that everybody has what we would call a conflict dynamics profile. We all have a particular way of approaching conflict. And some people believe that winning at all costs is the best way to proceed in any argument. We would call that what we call a destructive approach, or it's one that will escalate the conflict. It will make matters worse. While you may think that you have won your argument at that point in time, you've probably won the argument at the cost of the relationship. So it may have the consequence of, causing resentment with that other person, breaching your trust with them. Lots of things to think about as a manager. And when we work with managers, we help them to look more strategically at what they're trying to achieve with the people they're managing.
One of the things, Maeve, that strikes me is that in a workplace situation, let's say, people will have a disagreement over a plan, what they're going to do.
Okay.
But they'll have a row or an argument over what went wrong. You see that in the Apprentice television show. You know, the team of youngsters who are there, they won't really fall out over what the plan is going to be, but they'll fall out massively in the post-mortem. Is that a common feature of arguments? Do you think that people are more emotive in a blame game situation?
Well, I think there's probably a few stages there, isn't it? The fact, like you said, that we're all different. So my perspective on what we should do in The Apprentice or whatever what we should be doing in the workplace will be different to yours. And so we might have a disagreement about it. And I suppose if we're able to work things out then, if I'm able to understand things from your perspective, then we may be able to work it out. But if it goes further than that, then that may, if a disagreement may lead to a debate, because I really think that we should, do the project this way and you're thinking no. And debate can stir up difficult and painful feelings, which I think is what you're alluding to, the emotive part of it.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's when we really, our own trigger patterns, we were talking about this earlier on, Mary Lou.
One of those emotions, it's an emotion response, is shouting.
Yes.
Mary Lou, I mean,
yes.
I presume what you would argue in resolution of arguments is that's a no-go. It's not a good thing at all.
Yes, absolutely. When you display your anger towards somebody in that way, or you become demeaning towards them, and Maeve alluded to that earlier where she spoke about sometimes your tone of voice can have a sense for the other person that you're demeaning toward them, you're patronising them, or you disrespect them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So shouting can have a very serious consequence for you in terms, again, of the relationship that you wish to
have. But it might help you get what you want.
It may help you get what you want. I'm sure it will at that point in time. But the statistics would show as well in the workplace that at any time, about 20% of your workforce can be actively disengaged and working against you. And that comes normally from a sense of feeling undervalued or not appreciated or disrespected.
What about showing other emotions in an argument, in, let's say, in a workplace situation?
Well, a very constructive response in that setting is to express your emotion. And I think sometimes we feel emotions should be left out of the workplace. But what we would say, the rule is, not to display them. So you don't mm-hmm. come in, shout, scream, bang the table. Or the other thing you could do in some occasion, you could feel very upset. And sometimes people, you know, don't like if a person comes in and is crying and showing their emotion in that way.
Maeve, do we argue the same way in the workplace as we do at home? People are different, but somebody, if they have a particular way of dealing with conflict in the workplace, will it tend to be the same if they're at home and it's a family member?
I think it depends on the trigger, you know, so what triggers it? But our patterns of conflict are often similar. But I think we were talking about this earlier. We often won't really, we'll behave differently at home because maybe we don't have to look after the relationships, although maybe we should be. But, you know, we're more,
you've got to
we're
freer. Term.
Yes. Yeah. Well, in the workplace, you might not shout in the, you know, the same way as you would at home. I wouldn't dream of speaking to people in the workplace the way I sometimes speak to my husband.
Yeah,
put it that way.
Term.
You know, yeah.
Do men make better or worse arguers than women, Mary Lou?
I don't think it falls down along those lines. I think in our experience, we find that everybody, as I say, has their own profile. And they have a profile that once they become aware of is hugely helpful for them in knowing what it is that triggers me as an individual. And we talked about expressing emotion. I think that what I wanted to say on that is that it's very helpful to express your emotion, but describe it, don't show it. So it's very helpful to say, look, I was angry about that. I felt very disappointed that you didn't submit your document on time, and you led us to maybe have a poor reputation because of that. But we need to share how we feel about things. The point is, do it in a respectful way. Explain to somebody what it is that upsets me as your manager or vice versa. And then you can get more collaborative. It's all about collaborating.
Okay. And remember, if it gets really hot and heavy, count to 10 and try and take some deep breaths. Yes. Maeve Hurley and Mary Lou O'Kennedy, thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. That's all we have time for this week. We'll be back again at the same time next week. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be.
The Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
The Business, presented by Richard Curran, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.